Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Jane Dell, Strix, and Austa, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get ad-free listening, bonus shows, and even more, then head on over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Realms of Peril and Glory. We are here on a special Christmas episode, or few episodes. I am here playing a Christmas caper, a game of my own invention, heavily inspired, of course, by the wonderful Autonomy Jobs, inspired by We Fix Space Junk, Honey Heist, and Laser Feelings. And I am here with Felix Trench.
Hello.
Who are you playing, Felix?
Oh, I'm playing a traditional snowman called John.
Wonderful. I love that. I'm also here with Beth Crane.
Hello.
And who are you playing?
I am playing a sexy penguin called Scarlet Adderley.
I believe the descriptor was vixen, but
vixen
I'll take
penguin.
Sexy.
They're very similar, I assume.
I'm here with Laura Gerling.
Hello.
And who are you playing?
I'll be playing a sweet elf called Merry Jingle.
And I'm here with James Barbarossa.
Hi. I will be playing a gingerbread man called Gumdrop.
Last we left off, our characters found themselves in the gingerbread village, attempting to hunt down Santa's hat. They discovered that a gingerbread cookie who had lost purple gumdrops broke into Santa's workshop and stole the hat. For Jack Frost, of course, who then ran away with the hat. They have now tracked down said gingerbread person to the general's store, where they're trying to figure out just why General Macaron might be harboring a fugitive. But before they could find out more, a young gingerbread woman named Peanut, who was missing a purple gumdrop, drew a frosting gun on them. And we will drop into the game now.
Well, you gotta get out of here. What are you doing asking questions about the ginger resistance?
We found your gumdrops, man. It's too late. You're already tied to the scene of the crime.
No, you can't. You can't. You got... What are we gonna do? Dude. General Macaron, what are we gonna do?
All right. Everyone, just calm down.
We're not here to end any form of resistance. I think we're basically just after Santa's hat.
Well, listen, we don't need no dilly-dallying. We just want some equality for cookies. So, you think if I told you what had happened that you could keep that to yourselves?
I mean, I'd be happy to. I'm always happy to keep a secret.
I think if we manage to get Santa's hat back, you should use it to wish for equality for cookies.
Well, that sounds like a mighty nice idea, but I don't know if that's going to be possible. I mean, Jack did say he was going to help us get equality, but if you're going to get it back from him, I don't know if we can do that. But we can keep the good fight. We can keep us going. Just don't tell anyone about us, no, you hear?
Why would you trust Jack Frost, man?
Look, he was the only one who wanted to help us. You don't think I know we're running a monopoly out here? You don't think I know how incredibly unfair this whole society is?
You're throwing in with a bad dude, man.
Jack's no bad dude. Yeah, no, Jack's no bad dude. He's a nice guy. I swear, he was real nice to me when I gave him that hat.
I bet he was.
I knew it.
Oh.
Where's Jack now, you cowards?
Well... I don't know exactly. I don't know, but he didn't tell me where exactly he was going or what his plan
was.
Well,
then when is he planning to talk to you about giving you gingerbread rights?
I don't know. I don't know. He just said he would.
You've not been been holding down his side of the deal, man.
He's been holding down his side of the
You're
deal
giving
every step of the way.
Power to a despot, dude. You're not even asking for a next meeting date, man.
Look, I know one thing. Look, I know he's gonna be in the Sugar Plum Forest. That's what I know. He said he was going to the Sugar Plum Forest. I don't know where in the forest. It's a big place, but I know.
Oh, Macaron, you can't get him up like that. You can't just do that.
Well, it sounds like we've got everything we need for him here.
How was he planning on getting you guys equality? Like, what was his
plan?
Well,
he was gonna use the hat. The hat grants wishes. If you're powerful enough, you can get good old wishes from the hat.
I guess my question is, why hasn't Santa wished for that before?
Look, you know how it works. System works for those on the top. And who's most on the top? Santa Claus himself.
Yes, that fat son of a bitch.
I've heard he likes to be on top.
Well, you know it doesn't work for us little folk, for the creature, for the anthropomorphized. That being said, Santa does have a certain disposition for a snowman. You wealthy old snowman.
I'm sorry, what are you insinuating?
I'm insinuating that you're on the top, snow boy. Listen. And you're pushing down on us little folk.
You're a biscuit. I'm made of snow. I'm literally part of this landscape. You're a usurper. Get off my land.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that makes me deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what the oppressor would say.
I'm on board with gingerbread equality, all right? You know that about me, but you're a military man. How am I supposed to trust you? How am I supposed to trust Jack Frost?
Look, I might have been a military man in my young days. I might have run this here town's military division because we are a small village.
True.
Who needs a military defense back when we were separated? But look, I am no military man now. Our military has been incorporated into the North Pole military as it has always been. Or as it was once.
Let's call a spade a spade. You're an invasive species.
I'm not with this guy.
It was your kind that made us. If you made us, then you should have set us right. You and the big folk, you and the elves, you're the ones who first made us.
Is there some way I can roll to see if this guy is telling the truth?
Yeah. Roll me a nice check to feel as though you can trust this individual.
Four. I rolled a four and I'm on four.
Great. So you believe you could trust this gentleman. He seems as though his priorities, while he does desperately want cookie rights, he more wants to protect those who are under his care, that being Chip and Peanut. If they were to be discovered, they would be in great trouble.
No, I want gingerbread rights as much as anyone else, and I trust you, but you know what? I think we'd better go and find out what this Jack Frost wants. I wouldn't want it to come down on you or your family, dude.
That's mighty nice of you, but can I take you at your word? All of you? Can I take all of you at your word?
Yes.
Oh, is that so, snowman?
Yes. I don't know what you want.
You know all I know. So I'll leave you in peace if you leave me in peace.
Fine. But you're on the hook. This shit goes south, dude.
All right. Well, I can't promise nothing but good luck to yous.
I suggest we head to the Sugar Plum Forest.
John, could you roll me a nice check for knowing your surroundings?
I need to load a dice again. Six. I was on 3 and 7, so fail.
Oh, no. Yeah, you think you can just walk to the Sugar Plum Forest. It's going to be a quick, easy jaunt.
Off we go.
Come on, then.
Scarlet, could you likewise roll me that same check?
I mean, I am mostly familiar with the underwater areas of this place, but I did just roll a 1, so clearly I do know the area better than I thought.
Well, you know the simple fact that the Sugar Plum Forest is a great ways away, and it is near the Candy Cane Mountain, quite far away. The fastest way to get there, you think, would be via the Eggnog River that carries Candy Cane to and from the workshop.
I feel like we may need to charter some form of vessel. I mean, I can swim perfectly well, but the rest of you... John, are you soluble?
I melt, yes. I'm sun-soluble.
I don't think we should dunk the snowman in eggnog.
Yeah, if you were immersed in eggnog, would you dissolve, is my main thinking here.
Pretty much. It's a hot drink, isn't it?
No, it's cold.
Ah, how cold?
Not ice cold.
I mean, anything above zero is a problem for me.
It's not going to be below zero, dude. It's drinkable.
Well, seeing as you live here, Gumdrop, you know that there's a dock in the Gingerbread Village. Because the Gingerbread Village is right on the riverbed of the Eggnog River.
Are they going to return us to the correct size at any point?
Well, why don't you find out?
Sounds like it's going to wear off at some point, but... Hey, you know, we still got his arm. We can always intimidate him if it sticks later on down the line.
I have no interest in remaining a tiny penguin.
So as you know, the Gingerbread Village lays on the edge of the Eggnog River, the prime shipping lane from the Candy Cane Mountains to Santa's workshop. Along the bank of the river, the Gingerbread people have built a dock where a few confectionery ships can be found ready to set sail through the river. I assume you're all heading there?
Yes. Yep.
Property is theft, man. Let's steal a ship.
As you approach the dock, you begin to return to your full size, and quickly you realize that the only ship on this dock that could possibly be large enough to carry you is a ship called the SS Peppermint on the far side of the dock.
How about we take the SS Peppermint?
Well, from one of the portholes comes the face of a little gingerbread man with green icing for a beard and sparkling blue captain's hat made of gummy candy. And he springs out of the deck in front of you all.
Well, show me timbers. It looks like we got a wee gaggle of some big folk eyeing up me ship. I'm Captain Biscotti. Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Nice.
What can I be doing for you, big devils, yeah?
Charmed. We're looking to charter a vessel to the Sugar Plum Forest.
Oh, aye, I can get you to the Sugar Plum Forest.
Fantastic.
It's a dangerous trip, though. The Sugar Plum Forest is a mysterious place with magic and fairies and, I don't know, mumbo jumbo.
I'm a talking penguin. I think I can handle it.
That's fair. That's fair.
We're all animated confectionery, man. I'm pretty sure we're magic mumbo jumbo, dude.
Well, you wouldn't want a sugar plum fairy to take a bite out of you, would you?
I've been taking bites out of gingerbread men all day, so how about you let us on that ship?
All right. I'll let you aboard. It'll be a nice, fun trip for me. Hopefully no problems will arise.
I don't think there's anything that could possibly go wrong here.
No, I'm sure the elf is correct.
Wonderful. So, as you are going to board the SS Peppermint, you see Captain Biscotti bounce from one end of the ship to the other, just bing, 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 getting ready to go. And in an instant, this grand, magnificent ship begins to pull away from the dock and set sail. And you are drifting ever closer to that dangerous and mysterious Sugar Plum Forest.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Why are you traveling to the Sugar Plum Forest, ye?
It's confidential. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, no, I get ya. I've been on my fair share. Wouldn't have anything to do with that nonsense down at the workshop yesterday, would it?
I said it's confidential.
Oh, all right. Geez.
What nonsense were you referring to?
The bells you saw. You see that Jack Frost flying about.
Mm. Let me ask you something, man.
Yes.
Do you know anything about the ginger resistance?
The ginger resistance? I've never heard of that in my life.
Wow.
Sounds mighty appealing, though. Is that for gingerbread your liberation?
You're goddamn right. It's for gingerbread liberation, man.
Are you a part of the ginger resistance?
I don't know about that, but they've thrown in with that Jack Frost character. I don't know if he's trustworthy.
Oh, I don't like that Jack Frost. Too chilly for me. Cookies don't belong in the fridge, if you know what I mean.
Well, they do last longer if you put them in the freezer.
I mean, we all live in the North Pole, man. There's only a limit to how warm it gets.
Ah, well, it's good enough for me, eh? This is my simple life, going up from the mountains down to the workshop. That's my lot in life.
What fuels your ship?
Well, it's magic.
Right.
All this comes down to magic.
Magic and
man.
Wind and currents and...
And approximately how long do you think it's going to take us to get there?
Well, I think it might be another couple of hours before we find ourselves at the Sugar Plum Forest.
Do you go over this way much, towards the Sugar Plum Forest?
Oh, yes, you get to the Candy Cane Mountains, you gotta go through the Sugar Plum Forest. However, it's a more peaceful time around the bed of the river, mostly. It's deeper in the forest where you run into trouble.
I'd like to look around for a nice chair to sit on during the duration of this trip.
Wonderful, please roll me a nice check to find a good chair.
One.
You see a wonderful deck chair with some nice cushion and padding that looks like it will comfortably fit your round bodice.
Can I steal the chair before I sit down?
Roll me a naughty check, please.
I fail. Oh, well.
Great. You see the penguin coming to steal your chair, John. What do you do?
I sit down. There's a penguin coming. I can clearly see the penguin coming. I've sat down too late.
Can I use the penguin as a distraction and steal the chair myself?
You can try. Roll me a naughty check.
4, I believe. I'm at 5-5 currently.
Oh, goodness. So you succeed in stealing the chair. So the penguin is running and the snowman is temporarily distracted. And you, in the meantime, doink, and land yourself in the chair.
I feel like John could just sit on the chair anyway.
Absolutely. Would you like to do that, Felix?
Yes, I sit on Gumdrop.
And you see Gumdrop as the giant round ass of a snowman descending on your head.
Healthy, thank you. Dude. Healthy for a snowman.
Wait, say that again.
The healthy buttocks. The healthy, attractive buttocks of John the Jolly Snowman.
Absolutely. The thick ass.
Thick with 2 C's or 2 K's?
How do you spell it? The dummy thick butt.
I like to think that the rest of this episode is just going to have Gumdrop stuck into the back of John.
Gumdrop, how do you work your way out of this?
I'm going to spin the chair upside down and place it up where he's sitting.
You're going to spin the chair...
I'm gonna do it chair leg first, upwards.
What, you're stuck under his butt. What are you doing?
I'm mining my way out with the chair.
Are you crawling up through me?
If I have to, man. If I have to.
So you crawl up through. Okay, roll me a naughty check to see where you end up. Basically, how badly you succeed or fail will determine where you come out.
We got a 3.
So is that a success?
That's a good success. Naughty now.
Great. So you come out smack dab in the middle of his chest.
Like a chest.
Get the pain! Oh, there's a biscuit coming up from my chest! Oh! Oh, Jesus Christ! What the fuck? Why would you do that? That is my flesh!
You look pretty strained. Do you need a chair, dude?
I hate biscuits!
Hey, nothing new, man. I don't count that as a change.
Okay, so as you travel further and further away from the workshop, you become encircled by sparkling purple trees on all sides. Reds and pinks dance all around you. Crystalline fruit dangles from the branches of the trees on the riverbank.
We're in the sugar plum forest now. Must be keeping a lookout. Never know what might be lurking in these woods.
As you sail down the river, John, you notice some movement at the base of the trees. Figures darting this way and that, just out of sight.
Well, I'll keep that to myself.
Okay, great. From the banks of the river, shoot a shining harpoon that digs into the side of the SS Peppermint's sticky, sweet surface. The ship gives a great lurch.
Ah, bloody hell, what the blazes is going on?
And the rope holds tight against the ship. Without a pause, a second harpoon lodges into the hull. Then the third and fourth. The SS Peppermint is stuck, stranded in the middle of the Eggnog River. Will everyone please roll me a nice check? And tell me if you succeed or fail.
I succeeded.
Succeed.
I failed.
Oh, I succeeded.
So I have now gone full nice.
Oof. Scarlet, Mary, and John, you all notice that up each of these lines comes a different toy. As you look to see just what the Kris Kringle is going on, you see figures making their way up each of the lines. On one line, a plush teddy bear. Next to them, a tin soldier. And next to him, a porcelain ballerina.
Can you not?
And next to her, on the final line, a plastic astronaut.
Tim Allen!
Bloody toys! We have to cut the lines to get the ship free.
I loved you in Toy Story 1995.
What happened to me, Zach? I failed the knife check.
Means you don't see what's going on. You're just running about in fear.
I'm slightly disappointed that one of them wasn't a worm on a string. I've heard so much about them.
We gotta cut the lines. I've gotta steer the ship if we're gonna have any chance of getting out of this.
I'd like to throw myself at the astronaut.
Physically,
like,
or
beak first.
Romantically.
When you say throw yourself, are you gonna dive off the ship?
Well, he's walking. Yeah. Yeah, I can swim.
They're crawling up a line. You're gonna throw it.
So
yeah,
I'm
great.
Gonna
like
a penguin. Dive.
She's got this.
Roll me a naughty check to attack an enemy.
That's a fail.
So you dive off the ship and land in the eggnog, sticky eggnog.
Although I do have advantage on swimming.
You do have an advantage on swimming, so it'll be easier for you to get back up onto the ship, cool. But it doesn't make it easier for you to attack this astronaut.
But can I swim to the shore where the grappling hooks came from?
Absolutely. Roll me a check.
Was that naughty or nice?
Nice. Swim.
Okay. That was a pass both ways.
Amazing. So you swim up to the shore and you can see where the line the astronaut was coming from, it looks to be tied to a tree.
I'd like to cut the line or untie it.
Absolutely. Roll me a naughty check to destroy something. Tell me what that is. In a bit, we'll come back to you. Gumdrop, roll me a nice check to notice things.
I failed.
Gumdrop, you're running around like a headless chicken. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man. This is freaking me out.
John, you see that these toys are crawling up and you notice that the teddy bear looks like it's got some stuffing poking out of it.
Oh, I grab the stuffing with one stick hand, and with the other stick hand, I grab the material that the bear is made of, and I pull one out of the other.
Roll me a naughty check with advantage, please. I love
so
that.
So much dismemberment in this.
What is with advantage? What does that mean?
You roll 2, and you take the better result.
Okay, so I need to press 10 again. And click roll. Well, it's total 5, so it's not going to be great. 4. I think I'm on 3 and 7 because we discounted the last one, so I fail.
7 for nice or
no,
naughty?
No, naughty. I do it. I succeed.
You succeed.
I succeed.
Yeah, you succeed. Either way, you succeed because that's 3. You would have succeeded. Yeah, amazing. So you rip this teddy bear asunder. Yeah, tell me exactly what this looks like.
I am John!
I've never heard a more anticlimactic like name to be yelled. John! This teddy bear looks frightened and horrified as its fluff is ripped out and it is tossed aside into the river and it hydrates with sticky, sweet liquid. The poor teddy bear.
So I'm a little bit apprehensive to hurt a toy because I know a lot of elves spend a really long time making these. So given my knowledge of toys, is there anything I can gather about why they're sort of attacking us and being mean?
Roll me a nice check.
Okay.
To see if you can notice something.
I failed. I'm full nice and I failed.
Amazing. I love it. You are not sure. You're so caught up in the moment. You don't know what's going on.
Okay, fine. Can I try and cut a line?
We will. We come back to you. Okay. Beth, what did you get on that naughty check?
Failed.
You failed. So you swing your flippers desperately at this line and you just can't get at it.
I've got no thumbs.
You've got no thumbs.
Got no thumbs,
oh,
mate.
I've got no thumbs.
And in fact, yeah, no, absolutely. Gumdrop, roll me a nice check again.
A 1.
Succeed. A 1, so you succeed. Amazing. So you now finally see that there are toys attacking the ship. And finally, the tin soldier has made its way up the ship and is running towards the steering wheel.
Do I see the line?
You see the line, you see the toy.
Can I use the chair to zip line down the line and go and help the penguin untie the ropes?
Absolutely. Roll me a naughty check, please.
5, I'm on 6 naughty.
Oof. Very good, very good. So you swing on this line, this little gingerbread man, and in doing so, you unhook the astronaut's grip. They fall into the eggnog. You see their astronaut's helmet starts to fill with eggnog.
That wasn't my intention, man. I was just looking for a mode of transport.
Press the button on his suit. See if he does a Tim Allen impression.
I press the button on his suit to see if he does a Tim Allen.
I am Buzz Butt Green.
I love that movie, dude.
And yeah, you boonk, land in next to Scarlet. And Scarlet, you may now roll a naughty check with advantage to destroy this line.
Fail. I'm on 8-2.
Okay. Roll 1 check for me, James.
Am I rolling a naughty check or a nice check?
Naughty.
6, I've got 7 naughty, I pass.
Nice, so you manage to karate cut the line, and thankfully you're both hanging onto the line and you are thrown in the air and land on the ship.
I study martial arts for self-defense, dude.
You studied martial arts because you're a hippie.
For self-defense, man.
I got to fly. I felt flying for the first time. She's crying a little bit.
Hey, help me out here, lads!
You can see that the tin soldier is fighting to wrestle control of the ship away from Captain Biscotti.
Can I sort of skid myself towards the soldier and attack him?
Absolutely. Roll me a naughty check.
I've got to pass at some point. That was a fail.
So you flipper your way, and the tin soldier is too fast for you. It's like, but he's no longer attacking Captain Biscotti. John, do you want to cut the line that the bear came up on because it's still holding the ship in place?
Yes.
Roll me a naughty check.
I fail.
Damn. And John is just desperately pawing at the line.
Why don't I have knives for hands? Why do I only have branches?
That is horrifying.
Next to you, Mary, comes the ballerina, the porcelain ballerina, and is going to lunge for you. They are on top of you.
Can I just say to her, why are you acting like this? It's not kind.
Roll me a nice check.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pass.
So you see half of her face is missing. Half of this porcelain ballerina's face is missing. She's like, and she's just attacking you. She has no words for you because she doesn't have a face to do it with, but you get the sense she's a broken toy.
Do you need help fixing your face? I can do that if you stop attacking me.
Roll me a nice check with advantage for persuade.
Yep, that's a pass.
Great, and she's... She gets up off of you.
Okay, fab. So when we get to the Sugar Plum Forest, I'm going to try and... In fact, actually, do I have anything on me? Do I have any toy parts on me now?
Yeah, you're an elf. You could think you have the things on you to mend.
Can I fix her face?
Roll me a nice check to mend the toy.
Yep, that's a pass.
Great, amazing. So you're over in the corner fixing up the toy. You're doing a great job. However, Tin Soldier is still fighting and three lines are still attached to the ship. The ship is immobile. The Tin Soldier is wailing at you.
Can I attack the Tin Soldier?
Absolutely.
Fail.
John, do you want to try to cut the line again?
I'd like to find out what's wrong with the Tin Soldier, because I'm assuming they're all broken in some way.
Roll me a nice check to observe the Tin Soldier.
2, I succeed.
Amazing. So you can see the Tin Soldier's gun that's stuck to him is bent all out of shape.
Do you really want to give it a better gun, though?
I want to talk to the Tin Soldier and sympathize with him about the difficulty of not having functioning weapons. Tell him all about the time I tried to cut the rope and I failed.
Roll me a nice check.
I fail.
What do you say to this Tin Soldier to make him even angrier?
Listen, you and I, we're not so different. You've got a broken gun, I've got sticks for arms. What say you and I go for a lovely glass of water?
And you see he's so like... And he stabs his bayonet through you.
Why? Why do people keep stabbing me today? I just reassembled the snow from when a biscuit jumped up through me. For the love of God.
Captain Biscotti is steering the ship desperately while you keep him weighing. One of the line breaks off. A second line breaks off, but there's still one line connected to the ship.
Can I try and cut that one last line?
Absolutely. Please do.
I fail.
Oh, everyone is miserable.
Hold on, Scarlet.
I'm just way too nice.
Take the chair. Try and fish the astronaut out of the river. Seems like they're all busted. I'll go cut the line.
The astronaut has floated far down the river.
Can I swim down the river to rescue the astronaut?
I'm very naughty. I'd like to give it another shot.
To cut the rope?
Yeah.
Okay, I will come back to you, Beth, okay? Cut the rope, Felix.
I succeed!
Yay!
You cut the final rope and the ship plummets forward. It is able to go, and the Tin Soldier is very like, oh no! And jumps off the ship and away into the Sugar Plum Forest.
Well, he could have been fixed, but he was playing.
Scarlet, could you please roll me a nice check to see if you can find...
I failed.
You jump into the river and you search around. You see some remnants of the teddy bear, which looked to have been ripped asunder, but you cannot find the astronaut and you return to the ship empty-handed.
Oh, wait, no, I get to do a second check because it's swimming. That's also a 10. These dice are going away too.
Unfortunately, you still fail.
Yeah.
So you are now all aboard the SS Peppermint with the ballerina.
I'm just going to turn to the ballerina and say, I'm really sorry we drowned your friends.
Yeah, yes, that was rather upsetting.
Why are you attacking us?
Why are you Miss Havisham?
Who sent you?
Well, Jack sent us, of course. Of course he did.
Okay. And you work for Jack?
Well, yes, we knew you were coming after him, and so we had to attack. He's going to help us.
He's going to help you with what?
He seems to be promising to help an awful lot of people.
Well, yes, there's an awful lot of people who need helping in the North Pole.
But there's only so many wishes to go around.
You don't know that.
I think I do. I have my inside sources.
I don't have inside sources.
Yes, roll me naughty check to lie.
Oh, fail.
You're a liar! You're lying! He can make as many wishes as he wants. You don't even know.
But I know. I lie.
Right, roll me a naughty check.
I pass.
Very good.
What do you mean you know? What do you know?
It has come to... What are we talking about? It has come to my attention.
Santa's hat can grant multiple wishes.
It has come to my attention that the hat can grant... multiple.
What? Cannot.
That cannot grant. My spokes penguin is going to take over from here.
The hat cannot grant multiple wishes. And
exactly.
He's promised wishes to the Gingerbread Liberation Front.
Right.
He's promised wishes to you. He's promised wishes to the reindeer.
And the reindeer.
Yeah. And the fairies, which is very alarming because they're more of an Easter thing.
This is very upsetting news. Are you...
Polar bears.
Oh. Polar bears as well, is it?
Arctic foxes.
And I've heard rumours that he's actually got his own rather unsavoury plans for his one wish.
Unsavoury? What do you mean unsavoury? What's he going to do?
Let's say it involves seals. A lot of
no.
seals.
Oh, no. That's awful. Well...
I've got no idea what I'm implying, but it's bad.
Let's just say there are seals involved, dude, and say no more about it.
Mary is deeply upset both by the lying and the implication of something bad happening to seals. We've got to stop
roll
him.
To be on the seal's side.
Mary.
Yes.
Roll me a naughty check to remain complicit in this.
That's a fail.
You cannot remain complicit in this lie.
I mean, we don't know that for certain, but
love
but
of God, Mary.
I wouldn't trust him. They didn't.
What? Wait, you're lying to me? Why are you lying to me? See, Jack would never lie to me. I knew it. I knew it. Why did I listen to you?
Everyone's lying to you, man. These guys are lying to you. Jack's lying to you, man. Everyone's lying. Santa's lying to you. Your busted toys you left out here in the cold. Nobody's on your side. Trust me.
Yes,
I believe
that's
in
right.
that. But we can't trust Jack Frost, man. He's one
Why
of
not?
Them.
Why
He's one of them, dude. He's one of the higher ups.
One of them? One of what?
He's one of the higher ups. One of the fancy's Christmas spirits, man. You know, everybody says, oh, Jack Frost versus Santa, dude. Santa relies on snow, man. They're on the same side. You can't trust any of them, dude.
Roll me a naughty check. Or is it? Would you consider this a naughty check, James, to convince her of this?
I have no idea.
I think it's a naughty check because it's causing her distress.
I roll the natural one.
Hey. You're right. No one's ever been on our side. Then maybe Jack isn't either, but surely we need to take a chance. We need to get our liberation. We need to be free. We need to be mended. We broken toys. We're toys too.
Let me tell you something, man. I have reason to believe Jack is lying. But if he's telling the truth, and he really is gonna liberate you, trust me, I support him. But if I have reason to believe that he's going to betray the proletariat, man, then we got to know about this before it turns into something nasty, dude.
And I mean, if he's going to liberate you and the gingerbread people and he already has the hat, why hasn't he done it already?
I'm not sure. I don't know how it all works. You see, I don't know the plan. No one told me the plan. They just told me that you'd be coming for him. And so I should get on board with... Well, my friends.
Okay, so here's my plan, and that's that we get the hat back. If you're willing to help us with that, then you can wish for liberation for the toys. I'll try and mend as many as I can along the way.
No, I can't promise that I can. I can't come with you, I can't, but I can tell you what I know, and then...
That would be very helpful, thank you.
Look, the truth is that a lot of broken toys are very upset, and for a very long time. I don't know the whole plan, but I do know Jack was going to...
Well, he promised anyways. He promised to liberate us. And, well, I know he escaped to the Sugar Plum Forest, and I know he has a house somewhere in the Sugar Plum Forest, but I don't know where, and I don't know what the plan is. So that's really all I know, is that he's somewhere in the Sugar Plum Forest, and he's going to use the hat soon, but I'm not sure when.
Do you know anyone who could show us the way? Do you know a guide?
The Sugar Plum Queen might know. I know she and Jack were rather close once.
Oh, royalty, dude. I don't trust like that.
Well, I'm sorry. That's all I know.
Where do we find Her Majesty?
Well, I believe there's a Sugar Plum Court somewhere. Perhaps if you find one of the fairies, they could tell you.
Right. Where do we find a fairy?
Well, in the Sugar Plum Forest. Where else?
Where in the Sugar...
Well, they're all about, aren't they? They fly around this way, that way.
Sugar Plum Fairies, man.
They're in the whole forest. They flit about. It's really quite marvellous, right. But...
I'd like to look around for a fairy.
You're too close to the riverbank for there to be fairies. You think you'd have to travel a little further into the forest.
Shall we go into the forest?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, I'll have to leave her here.
Oh, God, you're still here! Fright of my life, Biscotti!
All right, I'm sorry for frightening you. I was here the whole time. I feel like you just don't take notice of me because I'm a confectionery, but there we are. I suppose that's our lot in life.
And this is another reason why we need to help get liberation for the gingerbread people.
Far out. Viva la revolution, dude.
Shall I keep watching this ballerina on board the ship whilst you go into the forest?
Well, that depends. Are you going to charge us?
Well, no, I've agreed to do this whole mission for you for free, haven't I?
Oh, then
I?
Absolutely, yes. Go nuts.
Yes, you do seem like the sort who likes to get your value for money.
Yes.
You like he's a real capitalist.
Yes, I've never heard
no
it.
No idea, man. You've no idea.
Right, well, I suppose you disembark the SS Peppermint. You arrive on the shore in the middle of the Sugar Plum Forest, and you begin to venture deeper and deeper into the forest. There are grand trees that stretch out for miles that form a dense wood of purple and pink trees. And from the branches, you can see sprouting large fruits covered in sweet sugar crystals that twinkle in the daylight. You see the SS Peppermint starts to sail away into the distance.
What? Liar! He said he'd stay!
Sorry, I don't like you!
Biscotti! You wretch!
Fair enough, dude. You were pretty rude. Disrespectful to him, man.
No disrespect on board the SS Peppermint for me!
He is an independent businessman.
You think there's your own rule of martial law on the private property of your ship? You're a scoundrel, Biscotti.
As you go, Scarlet, you're looking up, you're inspecting the trees, and you see, with a quick flash, a small figure darts past this way and that way through the tops of the trees, and for a brief moment, they stop. And you all see the bright pink eyes of a miniature person clad in a frilly pink tutu with large butterfly wings on their back.
Hello!
Hello, who are you?
My name's Mary. We're really keen to find the Sugar Plum Court. Do you think you'd be able to show us the way, please?
What are you doing here? Why have you come all the way here? Do you want to see the Queen?
Yes, we'd love to see the Queen.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I suppose I could do that for you.
Someone could roll me. Who is anyone all the way naughty
I'm
right
all
now?
The way naughty, dude.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not really permitted to take naughty people to see the Queen.
Well, I'm all the way nice. So I think I kind of cancelled them out, you know? And can I roll for persuasion on that?
I'm afraid the two wrongs are not forgiven by a right.
But could we just leave them behind?
Well, it's quite a ways away, so it'd be a long journey.
I don't care.
Let me ask you this, fairy. You sold out to the monarchy. You're bowing down to Jack Frost. You sold out to a queen. Don't you see what you're doing, man? You're upholding a system of deceit, dude. I'm naughty? Nah, man. You're naughty, dude. You're naughty.
I'm not naughty. I am not naughty.
You are. You're helping chaos. You're helping death and destruction, the enslavement of people.
Why exactly do you even want to see the Sugar Plum Queen?
We want to pay our respects.
She's in league with Jack Frost, man. Don't you understand?
There's been a crime.
So You're here for nice reasons, yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
I was contracted. I'm still unclear.
It's a subjective metric, but I see what you're saying.
We were sent a summons.
Can someone, anyone, please roll me a nice check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But only one person may roll.
It was me, and it was a fail. I'm just rolling tens now.
No, I won't take you.
And then she flits away.
Can I punch the fairy?
She's up in the tree. You couldn't reach her.
I mean, I'm also very bad at rolling.
I suggest we follow her. She's probably going back to the queen.
Well, if I could fly, I could catch her, but...
You're a bird, aren't you? You can't fly.
Classic penguin chat. It's always on about not being able to fly.
It's just like
we get
a
it.
Single tear.
Great. So, are you going to follow the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Yep.
Wonderful. So, you embark through the Sugar Plum Forest. You hear the calls of strange birds and insects. You can hear them echoing through the land. You hear the flit of wings as you go. Think there might be more Sugar Plum Fairies around you, but occasionally you catch a glimpse of the one that's running away from you ahead. And as you walk, you hear a... And you are all ensnared by a net which grabs you from below. You are all hanging, desperately waiting as a great horde of Sugar Plum Fairies gather around you. They're prodding you, they're poking you, and you are stuck for the time being in a net surrounded by nasty, mean-looking Sugar Plum Fairies.
Sheeple!
Can they escape from the Sugar Plum Fairies? Well, we will find out in the next episode of A Christmas Caper! Goodbye!
Thank you so much for listening to A Christmas Caper. It would mean the world to us if you would go out and support our players. Beth Crane writes and performs in We Fix Space Junk, an incredible science fiction audio drama. You can follow the show on at We Fix Space Junk on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can also find it at Battlebird Productions on Instagram. Laura Gerling is on Twitter and Instagram at @ByLauraGerling. She also has a shop, bylauragerling.etsy.com, where she does some incredible handmade designs. Please do check that out. Felix Trench is the writer and performer behind the hilarious mockumentary podcast, Quid Pro Euro. I do the sound design for that show, and believe me when I say I laugh out loud while doing the sound design all the time. You can, of course, find Felix on Twitter at Felix Trench. And James Barbarossa, of course, would like to let you know that you can follow him on Twitter, though you probably shouldn't. You can follow myself personally on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG, that's ZACKFG. The absolute best way to support Realms of Peril and Glory is to head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/lightandtragic. There you can get bonus shows and ad-free listening and quite a lot more. So head over. You can, of course, check the podcast description for links to our Discord, as well as our merch shop, where you can find some incredible Realms of Peril and Glory merch that is continually coming live and coming off. So check it out. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.